Are we climbing out of the foreclosure hole that was dug during the Great Recession? That's the question tackled in a new report from RealtyTrack. They keep a close watch on real estate data. Its mid-year 2014 U.S. foreclosure market report came out today. Darren Blomquist is here. He's a vice president with RealtyTrack. Darren, what is the word on foreclosures?
Well, the word is that we are at a national level and also in Michigan back to pre-housing bust levels. Where in June, nationwide, we saw 107,000 properties with foreclosure filings. And that may sound like a lot, but it's actually the lowest level we've seen since July 2006 nationwide. And July 2006 is a milestone in our minds because that's the month before housing prices basically crashed. In August 2006 was a peak in housing prices, and after that it was downhill for a long period of time during the housing crisis. So we're back to those levels. In Michigan, it was about 2,700 properties with foreclosure filings in June of 2014. And that was actually even better than what we see nationwide. Before the housing bust in Michigan, we were seeing an average of about 4,500 properties with foreclosure filings. So we're back to lower levels than before the nationwide housing bust.
Which leads to the question, why is this? What do you think is behind this slowdown, a very welcome slowdown in foreclosures?
Sure. I think there's a few reasons. Number one, the fundamental reason is that in many states, such as Michigan, now there are some exceptions where we're continuing to see foreclosure activity rise, but in many states across the country, the market has worked through the bad loans that triggered the foreclosure crisis. Those subprime loans, those Alt-A, interest-only, negative amortization, no document type of loans that really got people into loans that they couldn't afford. We've worked through many of those. They've either been foreclosed or they've been resolved in some other way. And then the second reason is that we have seen home prices rise. Home prices hit bottom in March of 2012, and that is helping homeowners who are in trouble, who may be in trouble, regain equity in their homes, which gives them a lifeline to avoid foreclosure. The third reason is we've had very aggressive foreclosure prevention efforts that have made a dent and helped people avoid foreclosure. And that has also redirected many people who otherwise would have been going into foreclosure into loan modification or other alternatives.
What do you see as the key to staying on this positive track, not having these kind of bad mortgages creeping back up again? Memory gets a little vague as we move into time. What do we do to stay where we're going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a really good point, because we are already hearing calls for we need to loosen mortgages, and I think maybe there is some need for balance, but I think we need to just remember what happened and that not do away with the assumption that everybody right now needs to be a homeowner. Not everybody at this point in their lives needs to be a homeowner. Homeownership is a great avenue for building wealth for many people, but it needs to be at the right time in their lives when they can actually afford it. And I think that will help. And I do think the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, is a necessary piece of this that's been put in place. It's going to help. That is there to protect consumers from basically repeating the mistakes that we saw of the early 2000s and getting into loans that they can't afford. So that's another piece of it as well going forward. And yeah, I think with those, it's going to be hard to not repeat that, because I think I still hear it, the desire to get people into home ownership and push them into that. And we just have to remember that's not for everybody.
As you look ahead through the rest of this year and into 2015, where do you see the numbers going, Darren?
I think the numbers will continue to go down, and then they will flatline at a kind of normal historical level, sustainable. There's always going to be some foreclosures. There are circumstances that just come up and cause foreclosure. But I think in the second half of this year, particularly in Michigan, we'll see the numbers flatline, and just kind of be stable in terms of foreclosure activity and not necessarily going up or down a lot. And I would mention that this doesn't mean that the market is completely healed in Michigan. This is one element, one piece of the puzzle that needs to be in place for a healthy market. But there's still a lot of fundamental problems with the Michigan housing market, unfortunately, that will take more time to heal. I mean, one of the major ones is negative equity. People who are underwater on their homes because of this boom-bust cycle that we've been in. And we're showing a third of homeowners in Michigan are still underwater. So that's still a big problem. But this is certainly one piece of the foundation that needs to be in place to rebuild a healthy housing market in the state.
Well, we'll take any piece of positive news that we can get in this direction. Thank you so much, Darren Bloomquist, Vice President at Realty Track.
Thank you, Cindy.